This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In the state of Texas, oil revenue pays for education in a lot of places. Oil supports the massive endowment at the University of Texas, Austin, and it finances some school districts in southern Texas. Schools in Rung, Texas, don't have a cushy endowment, and so when oil prices drop, schools struggle to make ends meet. A $22 million bond measure to build new sports and educational facilities with slipping oil prices and property values suddenly has a shortfall. Joining me now is Kia Collier, a public education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Welcome to The Takeaway, Kia.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what's happened here? And do you have to play the oil market to learn math and science and reading?
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, during the oil bust, drilling has come to a near halt. And with that, mineral values have declined. And we've seen just this breathtaking decline in property values in oil producing regions of the state. And, you know, public schools here in Texas and in most other states are funded by a mixture of local property taxes, some state money, and a little bit of federal money. And so a big, you know, a big portion of their revenue, one of the big three are is plummeting in many school districts in many parts of the state where oil drilling has been happening in the past decade or so.
Now, in boom times, this of course is the most brilliant idea ever anyone ever came up with, right? Because you've got property values that rise with oil. And oil prices rise, and there's no taxes that are required here. But when times go bad, it's actually a double whammy because the price of property, the value of property, is tied to oil prices.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another kind of whammy facing these school districts in South Texas, particularly because the state has what's called the Robin Hood program, where property rich districts have to send money to the state to distribute to property poor school districts. So, a lot of them, have to send something like five times their annual budget to the state. You know, one school district I talked to, their annual budget is $10 million, and they're looking at having to send $50 million back to the state this year in what's called the recapture payment.
Your reporting seems to suggest there's a huge amount of turnover going on in the school system as well.
Yeah, a lot of the superintendents I talked to were interim, and that's something that, I'm on a listserv for education writers, and that's something that's popped up lately is how it's across the country, it seems to be pretty difficult to fill superintendent positions. And during this oil bust, a lot of these school districts are holding off on hiring, period. So they're delaying all unnecessary, expenditures, building, hiring new teachers, new instructors. Instructional material, that type of thing.
How many students are we talking about in your reporting, Kia?
Hundreds of thousands, I guess. Yeah. And I didn't have an exact figure. I focused on the Eagle Ford Shale in South Texas because it's kind of hadn't seen this type of oil production prior to the recent boom, and so the way of life there has just changed dramatically, and they've seen a huge expansion of their tax base, and now they're seeing it shrink pretty dramatically.
Well, lots of small communities over a wide, wide area, but still a sizable number of students, hundreds of thousands. Kia Collier, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Kia Collier is a public education reporter for the Texas Tribune. She spoke to us from KUT in Austin.